Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Nun Vav, three lines from the top of Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph, after the Mishnah. Our parak began on Daf Mem Beis Amin Aleph with the Mishnah that discussed the trefos by Behemah. And the Mishnah stated, Eilu trefos by Behemah. And we then learned the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dal Amin Aleph that stated, Ve'ilu Kshiris by Behemah. And our Mishnah, which begins, Ve'ilu trefos by Oiv, will discuss various trefos that are relevant to an Oiv. And on Amin Beis, the Mishnah will teach us, Ve'ilu Kshiris by Oiv. And as Rashi points out, that generally, anything that's a trefa by a behemah, so it would also be a trefa by an oif in the corresponding aver. The reason why our Mishnah will discuss various trefas by an oif, even though we already saw some of them when we discussed the trefas by a behemah, is because of a specific chiddush that the Mishnah wants to teach us b'negei an oif. As we've already mentioned many times, it is easier for an oif to become a trefa than a behemah, as an oif is weaker than a behemah. As we know that in order to shecht an animal, one has to shecht both of its simanim. However, by an oif, in order to shecht it and kill it, one only has to shecht one simin. We will first learn our Mishnah and only then continue to discuss Rashi and to discuss the various chidushim of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah begins, Ve'ilu trefos ba'oif, these are the trefos by a bird, kuvas haveshet, psukas hagagares, small puncture of the esophagus or the food pipe, number two, if most of the width of the kana or the trachea or the windpipe was severed, number three, that if a weasel or a rat hit it on its head, as Rashi explained, that this refers to a chulda that bit a bird, and it bit it in a place where it would make the bird into a trefa. And as Rashi states, chayshinul in the kivas krum, as we learned in the Mishnah, daf mem beizam alp in the gei behema, the behema becomes a trefa if it's nikev krum shamoich, and if the chulda bit the bird next to the area of the skull where the brain is, then it would be chayshina that it went through the skull and it also broke through the kum shomaych, and therefore the bird will be a trefa. Number four, that as we learned by behema, that a kosher animal has multiple stomachs, we also know that kosher birds do not have teeth, and the way that they grind up the food is that it goes through a process of going through the veshet and then going into the zefek, which is the crap, and then finally going into the stomach. Part of the stomach is called the korkvan or the gizzard, and the muscles of the korkvan grind up the food. And as we previously explained, birds eat pebbles. These pebbles remain in the gizzard, and they help in the process of grinding up food. And finally, the ground up food goes into the dakin and in the intestines of the bird. And our Mishnah teaches us that nikavak korkvan, that a bird becomes a trefa if the gizzard is pierced or punctured. And as we already know, that any time the Mishnah mentions a hole in one of the organs, it refers to a neck of kalshu. And number five, nikru hadakin, that if the intestines are pierced or punctured, then the bird would be a trefa. And number six, Nafla L'or V'nechmeru B'nei Me'er Im Yerukim Sulim Im Adumim Ksherim, if a live bird falls into a fire and its internal organs are scorched and they shrink, the Mishnah is discussing those internal organs that are generally red, and if they turn green, then it's a simon that the bird is a trefa. However, if those organs remain red, so the bird is still kosher, and as we will see in the Gemara, that the opposite would be true in regard to those organs that are generally green, and if they turn red, then the bird would be a trefa, and if they remain green, then the oif would be kosher. And finally, number seven, that just like we saw the concept of the nefula by a behemah, and as we already learned, that if the behemah will live me'is la'is, then the behemah would not be considered a trefa, but within the first 24 hours, then even if you would be boidik the behemah, we are still chayshin l'risik ayvarim, and the behemah is a trefa, so the same concept applies to a bird. However, since a bird flies, so it's not normal for the bird to just fall, and therefore the Mishnah brings us certain examples where the bird would be considered a fula, and the same dinim would apply. And as the Mishnah continues, drasso trafa b'kaisel oishiritzatz the behima umefurechas v'shasa me'is la'es u'shchata k'shira. If a person steps on a bird, or a person throws a bird against the wall, or an animal crushes the bird if it's still fluttering and also stayed alive for another 24 hours and me'is la'es, and then you shecht it, then although there will still be a requirement to inspect the inner organs of this bird, however, the bird would still be kosher. However, if it's within the 24-hour period and the bird did not stand up or the bird did not fly, then even if it's mefacheses, it would still be considered a trefa, as we would be chashin l'risika sevarim. Let's now see Rashi in our Mishnah, as Rashi states, ve'ilu trefas ba'oif, afagav d'chol trefas d'behema k'negdom ba'oif, hani itzrichu le'lemisnei. The Mishnah still lists these trefas in order to teach us a chiddush, as Rashi explains that there is no chiddush Kiddush by Nekuvus HaVeshet, but the reason why we mention Nekuvus HaVeshet is Mishum Psukus HaGageres, and the Kiddush by Psukus HaGageres is the Loy Tema Hoyl V'chiyusa Shel Oifle Nofish Da Kasha B'simen Echad Ema Gageres Nami Titar P'mashru, as one should not think that although by Behema, the only way that the Behema becomes a Trefa is only by Psukus HaGageres. However, since we explained Lakdama that an Oif is weaker than a Behema, so possibly an Oif would become a Trefa even B'nekuvus HaGageres and even B'mashu, and therefore Kamashbul on our Mishnah that B'negeir HaGageres, the same din applies by an Oif as by a Behema, and the only way it becomes a Trefa is only if Rav of the width of the Gageres is slit and is severed. Rashi continues that although by a Behema we already learned that if there's a hole in the Krum Shel Moich, then the Behema is a Trefa, and even so our Mishnah teaches us he kasa chulda resha mekayim she'isa is a Trefa, as one may have thought that as long as the chulda makes a hole in the skull of the bird, even though it doesn't pass through the membrane of the brain, it would already be considered a trefa. And as we will see in the Gemara, b'negei certain birds, once the skull is pierced and punctured, then the krum shel moich dissipates and will certainly tear. Therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that in general, the only way that a bird will become a trefa is only if the krum shel moich is pierced, and just like a behema, Rashi doesn't mention anything about a kokavon, as certainly a behema doesn't have a kokavon, and therefore certainly we had to mention in our Mishnah. And Rashi continues that the reason why we mention Nikvu Adakin is because we will see in the Mishnah on Amud Beis that Iluk Sheiris Ba'ifais and Yatsu B'nei Me'er V'loi Nikvu. One may have thought that since a bird is weak, so as long as its intestines would come out of its body, so immediately it would be considered a trefa. Kamash Mlon, that as long as the intestines are not pierced and punctured, it would not be considered a trefa. And Ayin Rashi points out that our Mishnah mentions B'negei and Oif Nafla L'or V'nechba B'nei Me'er, as this only applies to an oif, and this would not apply to a behema, since the hide and the rib cage of an animal protect the inner organs from heat and from fire. However, Ayin Nagoy Sashri, as well as in other Rishonim that explain that this actually would apply to a behema as well, and the only reason the Mishnah only mentions it by an oif is because it's more common for an oif to fall into a fire, Ayin Shum. And we already mentioned why a Mishnah discussed the case of Drasso Trafa Bekoisol, which is really the same case as in the Fula by a behema. Let us see Rashi in Dibur Maschli Kasa, and as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, Nashchasa Bishinah, and the Chulda bit the bird. Rashi explains that why am I explaining it that it means that he bit it and not that he hit it, and Zok Rashi the Ilu Biyad, as if he would actually claw it with his hand. Amar L'El Yesh Jusul Chulda Ba'ifais, Nechol K'neged Achol Mitrufa Ba. Therefore, this halacha would not only apply by Makayim She'isai Setrefa. That's why Rashi explained that the Chulda bit the bird, and Ayinim and Farshim that explain that Rashi could have stated the chulda clawed the bird with its hind legs, since we previously learned the din of drusa does not apply when being hit and clawed by the back legs of an animal. However, certainly that is not as shchiach, and therefore Rashi gives an example of biting, not that the chulda hit the bird with its hind legs. The Mishnah stated nafla lo'or v'nechmeru b'nei me'ar. Rashi explains nechmeru kavtsu machmas or v'nepchu marisan and lashem me'echam marmaru, and this is based on a pasuk in Echa and Perek Aleph Pasachov, where Yirmiyah states, Re'i Hashem Kitzali Me'ech HaMarmaru, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see the great pain that I am in, that my innards have shriveled up. The Mishnah stated in Mirukin, as we explained, that this refers to the red organs in the body. And Rashi brings down that it refers to Lev Kukvin Da Dumin Shariku. The Gemara will discuss the case of Yirukin Sheodimu, which refers to the Dakin or the intestines. Our Gemara now begins and will discuss the third case of the Mishnah of Ikasa Chul Da. And Rav and Shmuel v'Levi d'Amri, that Rav and Shmuel and Levi all agree that Machnas Yadu l'Fnim u'Boydek in Mevasves v'Oyla Trefa v'im Lav Kshira. If we know that a Chulda bit the head of a bird, so after Shechita one must inspect the bird, and the way to inspect it is one places his finger inside the mouth of the bird, you push up on the palate of the bird, if some of the brain matter will actually come out of the hole that was made by the Chulda biting the head of the bird, and we know that the krum shel moich was pierced and punctured, and therefore the bird would be a trefa. V'im lav kshira. However, if nothing comes out of the hole, then we realize that the brain is still protected by the krum shel moich, and since the membrane was not punctured at all, therefore the bird would be kosher. Before we continue, let us recall that daf mem heir min aleph, we discussed that there are actually two membranes that protect the brain of an animal, and there's the inner membrane that wraps around the actual brain, and then there's a membrane that sits on the skull of the animal. that is a thicker membrane. The Gemara brought down two different shitas, as Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayu and Rav Shmuel both held the animal will become a trefa if it's nika v'loi, and as long as the upper membrane was pierced, even if the lower membrane was not pierced, the animal would be a trefa, as mistama, the lower membrane would pierce at a later point since it's much thinner. In that case, the animal would be a trefa. However, if you Rav Shmuel, only the bottom membrane would be pierced since the brain is still protected by the upper membrane, so the animal would not be a trefa. Then the Gemara brought another shita of Amri law on the Inkev Tata. The only way that the animal is considered trefa is only if both the upper membrane as well as the lower membrane is pierced. Ayin Bach and Simon Lamed Aleph that explains that when the Gemara stated Va'amri law is another version as to what Rav and Shmuel hold. However, Ayin Amiri that holds that when the Gemara states Va'amri law, it's actually a new shita and not the shita of Rav and Shmuel, Ayin Shem. And let's keep in mind that based on the fact that our Gemara will ask a question from the previous Gemara on Rav and Shmuel, so it seems that both Lashonais are from Rav and Shmuel, and as the Bach learns, as our Gemara now continues, this inspection of Rav and Shmuel and Levi makes sense according to the version of the Gemara and Daf Mem Heim and Aleph that Rav and Shmuel hold that in order for an animal to become a trefa, with the upper and the lower membranes must be pierced and punctured. Therefore, by doing this test, then if the brain actually comes out of the hole, we now know that both the membranes were punctured, and therefore the bird would be a trefa. According to the Gemara's first version, as to what Rav Shmuel stated, they held that even if only the upper membrane was punctured, then the animal would be a trefa. How would this test actually prove anything? As potentially, even if no brain matter would actually come out of the piercing and the puncture of the skull of the bird, it doesn't prove that it's not a trefa, as it's possible that it's still protected by the inner membrane, and that's why the brain did not come through the skull. And as the Gemara states, Nechash Dilmi Lo Inkev Tatal Lo Inkev. However, the Gemara will answer based on a concept that we already mentioned, that the reason for the first version of the din of Rav and Shmuel, that even if only the upper membrane was pierced and punctured, that the animal would be a trefa, is because the thinner layer and the thinner lower membrane certainly puncture at some point. Therefore, our Gemara answers that the reason why this test and this examination of the bird will actually work is because he is the Inkev Ilah. If the Chulda did not only pierce the skull of the bird, but he also pierced the upper membrane of the brain, so Tata Agav Ruchve Mifkapaka, by pressing on the palate of the bird, that will certainly break the thin Krum Shel Moich and the thin lower membrane of the brain. Certainly some of the brain would come out of the hole of the skull, and by the fact that none of the brain matter comes out of the skull, therefore we have a raya that there was no Nekev in the upper membrane at all, therefore the bird would be kosher. Our Gemara continues that although Rav and Shmuel and Levi held, if a Chulda would bite a bird, then we could inspect the bird, and we could determine if it's a trefa or if it's not a trefa. However, Amaziri aim bedikal Chulda, that because the teeth of the Chulda are very thin, if a Chulda actually bites a bird, there would be no way to inspect if it's a trefa or if it's kosher, as even if one would do the inspection of Rav and Shmuel and Levi, and no brain matter would come through the skull, would not be a riot that there was no hole in the Krum Shel Moich, as it could be that it was a very small hole, and that's why the brain matter did not come through. Why would it make a difference if the teeth of the Chulda are very thin? Once the membrane was pierced, then certainly brain matter will come through. And the Gemara answers, Zairi's reason was not only because his teeth are thin, but it's because the teeth are thin and they are also curved. Therefore, when a Chulda bites the top of the head of a bird, the puncture at the point on the head will not necessarily align with the puncture that is in the Krum Shel Moich. Therefore, even if someone would perform this inspection, and even if the Krum Shel Moich was actually punctured, brain matter will not necessarily come out of the hole in the skull. Therefore, in all cases where a Chulda bites the head of a bird and it punctures its skull, then we would have to consider the bird a trefa. And Ayin Rashi, Ba'akumois, V'noike Ba'alachsoin, Uchshamich Nidchaf L'mayla, Etzem Seisamoi, V'oimik Negdoi, Nekava Etzem, Eina Kenega Nekava Kroim, as the hole that's in the skull doesn't correspond to the hole that's in the membrane. However, the Gemara now continues, Ki Solok L'nador, Shal Chuhu, Dvorm Shemat L'fnechem, Toi Yisein B'yodi, Bram Kach Omer, Mishmeid, Rav Shem Melokish, Boikud L'chol L'biad, Avoloi Ben Masmer, Rav Yechon Omer, Ap Ben Masmer, L'maisa, when Zi'i left Bavol, and he went to Nador, so he sent back a message to Bavel that even though I initially stated that im b'dikal chulda, however, I've now learned in Nada that there is a way to inspect a bird. The Iri will discuss two different methods, and one method is by using your hand. And as Rav and Shmuel and Levi mentioned, that one could take their finger and press onto the palate of the bird. And the second method that we will discuss is that after Shechita, they will break open the skull of the bird, and then they would take a nail, referring to a nail that is used with a hammer, and they would rub it against the Krum Shamoich and see if the nail gets stuck on any holes in the Krum Shamoich. The Iri stated that in Adar, they stated in the name of Shem Malakish, one can be Boidik and Oif by using your finger, and as Rav and Shmuel and Levi taught us, however, one cannot use a nail, as we are concerned that the nail will actually puncture the Krum Shamoich, make the bird into a trefa, and as Rashi states, Upa'am Mishayna Nakov, Amasma Noikvayu Mafsid Baman Yisrael, however, Rabbi Yechanan holds that not only can one use his finger, but one could also use a nail. As Rashi in the first of the wide lines at the bottom of it states, after Masma Boikin, V'loi Chashino Dilma Iyu Nakavli. The Gemara tells us of a pluk to the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya that this machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan is the same machlekes that we find between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Chad Bodik B'yodah V'chad Bodik B'machta. And as the Gemara will prove, Rabbi Yehuda is the man the Omer that was Bodik B'yodah Dafka and not B'masma and not with a needle. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is exactly like Rish Lakish. However, as we will see, based on the shakla v'taya between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, Nechemya specifically was Boidik using a needle, which is similar to a nail, as he felt that by using your finger, that would not be enough of a bedika, and therefore, really, the Shita Rabbi Nechemya is not exactly like the Shita Rabbi Yechanan, as Rabbi Yechanan held that one could use either a needle or a nail or a finger, while Rabbi Nechemya actually holds that one could either use a needle or a nail and not their finger, and Ayin Tes is Nima Maskel Rabbi Yechanan Oma Afim Masmer, and it will pluk to Lav Dafka, and when the Gemara stated that this machlek is similar to the machlek is between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan, it doesn't mean that's exactly the same, but it only means it's similar. And as we just explained, Rabbi Yechanan the Oma Afim Masmer, Loik Rabbi Yehuda, Loik Rabbi Nechemya. The Gemara now continues and discusses the shakel v'taya between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. And as the Gemara states, Madde Badik Biyada, Omalei the Madde Badik B'machta, Rabbi Yehuda, who specifically was Badik with his hand, said to Rabbi Nechemya, who specifically was Badik with the Machat, Ad Mosat Mechal Mamein Shel Yisrael, how could you say that one should use a Machat if by using a Machat one may puncture the Krem Shel Moich and the Oif would become a Trefa and that would cause a loss of money to Klal Yisrael? However, Omalei Madde Badik B'machta, Madde Badik Biyada, Ad Mosat Mechal Yisrael Neveleis, and Rabbi Nechemya responded to Rabbi Yehuda, that how could you say that you could be Badik with your finger if that would not be a proper Badika and it's still possible that this bird is a Trefa and you will be feeding the Veleis to Klal Yisrael? And since we already know that even if an animal is a trefa, that if one does a proper shchita, then although certainly the animal is not kosher to eat, however, it would not be classified as a nevela, and it would not be tamei. Therefore, the Gemara is nevela is vashkuti. Now, how can you say that you're feeding nevela to Klal Yisrael if l'maisa you shechted this bird? Therefore, at least according to most, it would not be considered a nevela, as most hold that the din of yesh shchita l'trefa doesn't only apply to a behema, but it also applies to an oif. And because of this question, so the Gemara states that Ein Echanami, Rabbi Nechemya responded to Rabbi Yehuda, that Ad Mosatim Machli Sol Trefais, and as the Gemara states, El Trefais, Shemenikav Kreim Shomoich, and as we explained, before we continue, let us see Taisis Diba Maslo Nevelois Vashkutahi, and we were already Miramis to this point when we learned the Gemara, and Taisis is Vim Taima Vashemin Lil Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Perkatis Oif, the Shechitas Oif, Ein Matahara's True Fasumi to Masla, since at this point to the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemya is actually responding to Rabbi Yehuda, it would make sense, Rabbi Nechemya would be telling Rabbi Yehuda that l'shitascha will be Michael Yisrael Nevelais, and Taz brings two terutzim as number one, v'yishleima and mikol makayim kiyun Rabbi Nechemya mataharas, since l'maisa Rabbi Nechemya holds that the bird would be tara, so loy havel l'meima shayim Michael Nevelais, so you shouldn't have said to Rabbi Yehuda that you be Michael Nevelais, as Rabbi Nechemya l'shitascha holds, even by a bird, if you shech the bird that's a trefa, it would not be a nevela, and v'oy the loy masik adaiti to stay in Rabbi Yehuda the bodik biyada, as even though we already explained that the manda omar that was bodik biyada is the shita Rabbi Yehuda, however the maisa the Gemara did not come up with this point yet. That's why at this point the Gemara asked that why do you call it a nevela vashchutahi? However, certainly according to the maskanas haGemara, where we know that this is the shita Rabbi Yehuda, then certainly even though vashchuta, it would still be considered a nevela. The Gemara now continues that even though we stated that chad bodik biyada v'chad bodik b'machta, and we didn't explain which one was the manda omar that was bodik biyada, which manda omar was was Badak b'machta, but Zokta Gemara to stein Rabbi Yehuda to Badak b'yada, that will bring a right Rabbi Yehuda's demand to Omar that was Badak with his hand, and specifically not with a needle and not with a nail. And as the Gemara continues, it's Tanya, and as we learn to Brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar im Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Baikin l'chul do biyad avaloi b'masmer, and clearly we see that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. We will just read the next words of the Brisa, and we will explain it after we finish with this point in the Gemara. And the Brisa continues, Nishba etzem apel pishalei nikiv korim shalmoich, that the bird would be considered treifa. And the Gemara ends off from the first part of the Brisa, where we stated Rabbi Yehuda holds Baikin l'chul do biyad avaloi b'masmer. We now have a valid raya that Rabbi Yehuda is the man to Omar that was Badak b'yada and not b'masmer and not b'machat. And the Gemara will now continue and explain the second point of the Brisa. As the Brisa stated, Nishba etzem apel pishalei nikiv korim shalmoich, if the skull was punctured, even though the korim shalmoich was not punctured, that the bird would be a treifa. It would seem that one could not use any bedika, and bedika would not help. And meanwhile, in the beginning of the Brisa, we just saw Rabbi Yehuda said that one could be b'yadik b'yad, avoloi b'masmer, but certainly one could do a bedika b'yad. And as our Gemara continues, Hagufa kasha, amrit b'yadkin l'chol do b'yad, avoloi b'masmer, alma isla b'dikusa, v'hadatani nishbar etzem, afo pishlei nika krim shomoich, alma lesla b'dikusa. The Gemara answers that inachinami, there's a difference between the case of the Reisha and the case of the Seifa, as the Reisha is discussing a standard bird, and certainly there is a din of bedika, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, one could be badak biyada v'loy b'masmer. When the Seifa stated nishba etzem afal pishalei nikiv krum shalmoich, automatically the bird is considered treifa, and one could not do a bedika, and that is because Seifa son lo'if shalmayim hoyel ve'in lo'y krum, that the Seifa is talking about a specific type of bird that lives in the water, and for example, like a duck and geese, those birds do not have a krum shalmoich, and therefore if it gets a hole in its skull, so immediately it will be considered treifa. However, the Gemara continues and points out, in like krum salkadaitach, that how could you have a habmi that doesn't have any membrane, as certainly it does have a membrane. And the Gemara explains, elohil v'krum rach, that since these birds spend a lot of time in the water, therefore their membranes are very soft, therefore once the chuldah makes any sort of a hole in its skull, and certainly eventually the krum shalmoich and even the upper membrane will be pierced and will be punctured. Therefore, even if you would do a bedika and it would not be punctured, we would still consider that bird to be a treifa. And as Rashi says, v'kru merach hilka ki nishbar etzem sulei kai krum. And the Gemara now continues. Omli Rav Nachman Rav Anon. Rav Nachman said to Rav Anon, Mar Oma Shmuel Badak b'yadu machsher, that a Rebbe has told us that Shmuel was Badak with his hand and he was able to determine that the bird was not a treifa and it was machsher the bird. And similarly, Huna Chavin Oma Rav Badak b'yadu machsher, and Huna, our friend, said that Rav would be Boydik with his hand and he would be Machsher. And as Tesis points out, we already previously saw at the beginning of the Gemara that Rav Shmuel Velevi, the Amri, Machis Yodah Lefnimu Boydik, clearly they paskin that one could be Boydik B'Yodah. However, Tesis points out that our Gemara wants to bring a Maisu Rav and actually say that we know that not only did they paskin this way, but they were actually Noig Halach LaMais in this manner. They actually performed Bedikais on birds that were bitten by a Choldah. Nachman now continues and asks a question to Rav Anon. Let us keep in mind that Levi himself stated that Machtas Yodi Lefnim Uboideg, that one could do a Bedika by a Oiv. Rav Nachman's question will not be from the first part of the Brisa and will be from the second part of the Brisa. As number one, the Brisa states that Treifa Shemanu Chachamim by Behema Kenegdim B'Oiv, that all the Treifas that we mentioned Bedigei Behema would also apply to an Oiv in its corresponding organs as long as it has that organ. And then the Brisa continues that Yesa Lei an Oiv Nishba Etzem Afal Pishlei Nikiv Krem Shalmoich, that although we already learned that Benigei Behema, even if the skull is punctured, that as long as the Krem Shalmoich is not punctured, the Behema would not be considered a treifa. However, by a Oiv, as long as the skull was broken, then even if the Krem Shalmoich was not punctured, that the Oiv would be a treifa, and clearly we cannot be Boidik an Oiv. The Gemara tells us that Amalei, the Rav Anan responds to Rav Nachman, Ahu Ba'if Shalmayim Hoil Ve'in Lei Krem, that this din of Levi was specifically taught us by Oiv Shalmayim that doesn't have a krum. And once again, the Gemara is Ein Lekrum Salkadaitach, and the Gemara answers Elohil V'Krum Merach, as we explained. And while we were learning the Gemara, we already mentioned about two Taisis, but let us see Taisis inside. As Taisis points out, Mar Oma Shmuel Bodeb B'Yoda V'Chim Rav Va'afagad D'Kfar Amin L'El Rav Shmuel V'Levi D'Amri Machtas Yoda L'Fnum U'Boydeg Mikol Mokam Eshmin Hachad D'Maisa Nami Avdi. And the Baron Taisis points out V'Hotani Levi Treif V'Shemon Chachomim and B'Chinam Makshmi B'Reis Rav Shmuel, that Levi Gufa Avim Matzul Mifrach, the Amul El Machnas Yadul Fnumun Boydik Ayin Shom. And our Gemara continues, Hanagolto to have a big Rav Chana, that there was a chicken that was by the house of Rav Chana, and a chulda bit its head, and Shadul Kamid Rav Masna, and they sent the chicken to Rav Masna in order for him to paskin. And the scenario was, where was Nishba Etzim, Lili Nikov Krum Shalmechavai, and based on this Bidika, Va'achshra, and Rav Masna said it's kosher, and Amul El Rav Chana said to Rav Masna, Vatani Levi, but Levi told in the Brisa that trade for Shemon Chacham Behema connect him Ba'oif, and Yasa Lay and Oif, Nishba Etzim, Alpha Bishle Nikov Krum Shalmech, and we see that even if it's not Nikov Krum Shalmech, that it would be a trefa. And Amalei and Rav Masna responded, Hasan Ba'oif Shalmayim, Hoylo Vein Lekrum, that the Brisa of Levi is specifically talking about Oif Shalmayim, and it doesn't have a Krum. And once again, the Gemara is, Ein Lekrum Sal Kedaitach, that do you really have a Habmino, that Oif Shalmayim doesn't have a Krum? And the Gemara answers, that La'ima Hoyl Vekrum Arach, as we explained. And the Gemara continues and brings various different ways that you could be boidik the Krum Shalmayich of a bird. And the Gemara tells us, Rav Shizbi Bodik B'Shimsha, that Rav Shizbi would peel the Krum Shalmayich, and then he would hold it up towards the sun, and he would see if the sunlight would come through a hole in the Krum Shalmayich, and this way he'd be able to see if there was a hole. And Rav Yehme Bodik B'Maya, and Rav Yehme would examine the Krum Shalmayich using water, and we will explain this in a moment. And Rav Acha Bayakai Bodik B'Gilo D'Chitza, and just like we saw before, Rav Yechon was Bodik B'Masmar, and Rav Nechemi was Bodik B'Machta. Rav Acha Bayakai used a similar method by using straw from wheat, and he rubbed it on top of the Krum Shalmayich in order to see if it would get stuck in a hole. We continue on Daf Nun Vav Mebeis, and Amar Rav Shizbi, Hay Avzi Didon Ka'if Shalmayim Damyon, that these geese that we have the same din as Ka'if Shalmayim, since they spend so much time in the water, and therefore the din of the Braisa of Levi would apply, that Nishbar Etzem Afal Pishlei Nikav Krem Shalmayich, that it would be a trefa, and a bedika would not help, even if one can prove that the membrane was not punctured. However, since the skull was already punctured, so certainly the Krum Shalmayich will eventually be punctured, as we explained. The Gemara stated that Rabbi Yemel was Bodik B'Maya, and on the top of Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Rashi brings two explanations. Number one, Moitzi Kol Moich Min HaKrum Derech Pia K'moishi Yeredes L'chud HaShedra U'male Krum Mayim V'im Yoitzi Derech HaMaka B'yadu HaShnikav HaKrum. And if the water pierces through the Krum Shalmayich, then we know that it was pierced and it has a hole. And Lishna Achrina, that the Bedika was done in the head of the Oif itself, as Machdash B'nekav HaEtza Mayim V'choizu Moitziyai. And if we see that the water is now white, so we know that some of the Moich got mixed into the water, and therefore we would know that it's a trefa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Nafla Lo'or V'nechmeru B'nei Me'er Im Yirukim Sulim Im Adumim Kshirim. And the Gemara continues, Am Rabbi Yechim Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Ben Shua Shir Yirukasa Kashir Nekufasan Mada Kufasa M'mashu Afir Yirukasa M'mashu. That just like when dealing with these organs, that even if it would be Nika B'mashu, the bird would be a trefa. Therefore, if the heart or gizzard, which are supposed to be red, become green, and even if it's only a little bit green, and even if it's only a mashu, that is as if it's missing that piece, and it's as if it has a hole, and therefore it would be considered a trefa. And the Gemara continues, Boy Mene Rabbi Yisrael B'Rid Rabbi Shua Malevi Mere Rabbi Shua Malevi Harika Kovid Kenega B'nei Ma'ayim Ma'u. And Ayin Rashi, who describes the liver of a bird, that Roisha Echad Shel Kovid Tolu Kenega B'nei Ma'ayim, one side of the liver is suspended right next to the intestines, and one side is above that. And Rabbi Yisrael B'Rid Rabbi Shua Malevi asked Rabbi Shua Malevi, that what would the halacha be if a bird falls into a fire, and then a part of the liver that's right next to the intestines becomes green, so would it be a trefa or not? And Amalei Rabbi Shua Malevi responded, trefa, that it would be a trefa. And the Gemara is, V'loi Heil Nitla, that how can you say that it would be a trefa if we previously learned that even if the liver of behemoth is missing from the behemoth, and the only part of the liver that still remains is only a kazayas, or even less than a kazayas, that the animal would not be a trefa. And if so, if it turns green, then that should not be worse than if it actually is not there at all. And as we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Dalam Aleph, Nitala Kovid is kosher. Why would Rabbi Shua ben Levi paskin that the bird is a trefa? And the Gemara tells us that Rava, that Rava explained the Shita Rabbi Shua ben Levi as Kivin Sharika Kovid Kenega B'nei Ma'ayim B'yadua Shinafal Or V'nechbu B'nei Ma'ayim with trefa, that since we find that an area of the liver is green, therefore it proves that by the fact that it fell into the fire already, and it must be that other intestines that are right next to the liver were scorched and they will turn green, and that's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi paskin that the bird is a trefa. We explained our Gemara based on the pashtos that we certainly knew that the bird fell into a fire, as otherwise, even if one of the organs turned green, then that would not be a chesaron and it would not be a treifa. Some actually take out the words of our Gemara, b'yidua shenafla or. However, others explain that our Gemara is actually talking about a case where we actually didn't know if it fell into a fire. However, since we see that the liver turned green, then we will assume that it actually fell into a fire, and even in that case, the bird would be considered a treifa. We just mentioned a psak of Rabbi Shulam Levi, and the Gemara continues with a story about Rabbi Shulam Levi, and the Gemara tells us Rabbi Shulam Levi have a leahi tanagoylis and shadr lekamed Rabbi Leza kapa baribi and amalei yirukin have a ba'achshra. And Rabbi Shulam Levi had a hen, and he knew that it fell into a fire. He sent it to the great Rabbi Leza kapa, and Rabbi Shulam Levi sent a message to Rabbi Leza kapa that the intestines are green. However, the meiser Rabbi Leza kapa paskin that the hen was kosher and it was not a treifa. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Shulam Levi asked him, "Va'nantan yirukin psulin?" But we learned in our Mishnah, if they turn green, then it would be pasul and it would be a treifa. And how can you say that it's kosher? And Rabbi Leza kapa responded, "Lo amru yirukin psulin al bekuk van belevu v'chaved." That the only time that we stated that a bird would be considered treifa if we find that the organs would be green is only in regard to the organs that are generally red, and for example, the gizzard, the heart, and the liver. However, the intestines are generally green, and therefore this bird is not a treifa. And Tanya Mihachi, and similarly, we learned in a brisa that expands on a Mishnah. Our Mishnah was discussing a case where the organs were red and they turned green, and the brisa expands on the Mishnah and explains, Be'ilu b'nei ma'im amru, in regard to which organs did we actually state that the bird would be a treifa if they turn green? That is only bekuk from belevu v'kaved, as we just explained. However, by other organs which are generally green, so the opposite would be true, and if they turn red, then that would be a simon that the bird is a treifa, and if they remain green, then the bird would be kosher. And we've already mentioned this many times, and Rashi states, Rabbi Leza kapa baribi gadol shebederai, and the Gemara continues with a similar story, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef havle ahu tanagolta shadu lekamed ravo v'amole adumin hava v'tafra. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef had a hen, and he knew that it fell into fire, and after shechita he saw that the intestines were red, and he sent the shaila to Ravo, and he told Ravo that the metzias is that the intestines were red, and lemaisa Ravo stated that it's a treifa. Or Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef was bothered, but nantanan adumim kshirin, that our mishnah we learned that if it's red, then it will be kosher. Why would you say that it's a treifa? And Amalei and Ravo responded, as we already explained, the difference between an organ that was originally red and an organ that was originally green. And since in this case the intestine was originally green and is now red, so adum shariku v'yirukin shadimu treifa. And since in this case the intestines were originally green and is now red, so that's a simon that this bird is a treifa. And like amru adum kshirin al b'lei b'korkum v'chaved. And the only time our mishnah mentioned that if the organ is red, then the if is kosher was only in regard to the lev korkvin and kaved, since initially their proper color is red and it remained red, so even though it fell into a fire, it is still kosher and is not a treifa. The Gemara continues, Amrav Shmuel Bachia, Amrav Moni, that Rav Shmuel Bachia said in the Amrav Moni that if there was a bird that fell into a fire and it was a Duma Shariku, they were boiding the animal and they found one of the organs that generally is red turn green, and then Ushlokon v'chozva adimo, and they then boiled this organ and once again became red, so Kshirin, so would be kosher, as my timer Kitra Ailbu, and the reason is that although it seemed that it was green, but it wasn't that the actual organ turned green, and it was smoke and inhalation, and therefore the organ appeared green, but ultimately once they cooked it in water, so the water cleaned out the organ, and it went back to its original natural color of red, and therefore they paskin that the if would be kosher. And the Gemara tells us, Amram Nachma Yitzchak, Afa na noimar, adum shloi riku shlokon v'rikon, treifa, and my time galoi basayu, that in an opposite case, the reverse would be true, and if a bird fell into a fire, and then its organs that are generally red remained red, but then after you boil them, the organ turned green, so we would consider this if a treifa, as lemaisa the organ turned green, and the only reason why it didn't originally turn green was because there was smoke inside the organ, and just made it look like it was red. However, once it was boiled in water, and the water removed any of the smoke, so we are now able to see that the organ is actually green, and therefore the if would be considered a treifa. And the Gemara used the term of a galoi basayu, and Rashi explains that loshen basayu refers to chaposan, and it means it's embarrassment, and initially its discoloration was not able to be seen based on boiling in hot water, so its embarrassment is now revealed, and we now see that it's a treifa. And the Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi now brings a chumrah, that hilkach leilechel inish al bishloka, that if one has a bird that they know that it fell on fire, and after Shechita, they see that all the organs seem that they're fine and that they didn't change color. However, even so, he should not eat from this bird unless he initially cooks up the organs in hot water in order to see if it actually changes colors. As we saw, that is possibly a treifa. However, the Gemara is chaylik as b'loihi achzuka reyesolei machzikinon, that the only time that we said this halacha is only if one cooked up the organs and then it changed color, so then we see it's a treifa. However, if we inspect the bird and we find that its organs do not have any discoloration, then even though the bird initially fell into fire, one could still eat the bird, as is a chazaka that this bird is kosher and not a treifa. And as Rashi states, b'heichad le minka reyesa behedya le tafinala elmke misrami d'sholgla v'chazli reyusa. Ayin Tesis at the top of the Amidu points out that the Gemara stated that when you have an organ that was red and it turned to green, then that would be a simon that's a treifa. And the Gemara brought down be'elu b'nei ma'ayim amru b'kokvam b'levi v'kaved. And Tesis points out that our Gemara specifically did not mention the lungs, and even though they're red, the reason is, as we will see a bit later in the Gemara, that the lungs are more protected than the other organs, and therefore, even if the bird falls into fire, so even if the lungs would be discolored, it would not be a simon that the bird is a treifa. And the Gemara continues to quote from our Mishnah, as a Mishnah told us that just like we find by a behemoth the concept of a nefula, so the same concept applies by a bird, and drasu trafa b'kaisal, ayishuritzasta behemoth mafrechas, so if it's shasa me'is le'es v'shachta, then it would be kosher and it would not be a treifa. And our Gemara qualifies the statement of the Mishnah as Amar Rav Elazar ben Atignus Mishum Rav Elazar Rav Yanai, that achazu v'achazu tzricha b'dika, that even though after 24 hours we will not be choshesh Mishum Risukei Avarim, however we would still have to be bodek the inside of the bird. And as Rashi states, shema nifsek ha-shidra v'nifsek ha-chot, and therefore one would still have to be bodek the shidra and the chot ha-shidra. However, ayin Rashi Mesechtes Bei on Daf Lamed Aleph Aleph, where he actually is in that shema nishtabra roiv tzlosea, and he also states, ayecha misham minei treifais ayin sham. Let us continue with the next Mishnah. And the previous Mishnah discussed ve'elu treifais ba'if, and our Mishnah continues ve'elu ksheris ba'if. Number one, nikva gageres, the kana only has a small hole, oishinistika, or even if most of the length of the kana would be split and would be severed, the bird would not be considered treifa. And similarly, kasa chulda reisha makayim she'ina isa is a treifa, if a chulda bites a bird on its head, not in the area that it made the bird into a treifa. Iri brings two examples, as number one, kagayin shalinika v'akrum u'b'b'dika, oisha kasa shalikin neged ha'mayich v'shalay b'b'dika. In either case, the if would not be considered a treifa. And the Mishnah continues, nikev v'zefek, that if the crop was punctured, and Rabbi Yoima filu nitel, and Rabbi states that even if the crop was removed, it would still not be considered a treifa. And in addition, yatsu b'nei me'al v'lay nikvu, that if the intestines come out of the bird's body, but it wasn't punctured, then it would not be a treifa. And the Mishnah now lists three other items, nishtabru gafel, nishtabru aglel, and nimutu kafel, that if its wings were broken, or if its legs were broken, or if its feathers were all plucked out, so this bird would not be considered a treifa. However, Behuda imem nitla neitza psula, if they remove the small feathers that are right next to the body of the bird, which are very soft feathers, which don't have a central spine or a quill, they are down feathers, in that case, the bird would be a treifa. We already explained that the vesha goes right into the zefek, and Rashi explains, keresh sha'ichel nikbat sham, and that is where the food gathers, and some agurs, koi sha'ichel nikbat sham, and Rashi explains, gafer, at some sacrifayim, and this refers to the bones of the wings. And Rashi points out, in regard to nishtab raglem, nakuvu lamato, or yafil lamailo, vlayotza etzim lachot, aval yotza lachot, tan bimim kasha, that we will learn in the Mishnah and dafayim vavim and alav, to have a treifa, and we will discuss this when we learn the Gemara. And Rashi defines knafel as hainu neitza gedoyla shal kol gufa, and this refers to the larger feathers that have quills, which covers its entire body. And ayin Rashi in Pashas Noyach, by the pasuk of kol tzipa kol kanaf, and Rashi explains that it's a lashon of neitza, and just like we find in Pashas Vayikra, v'shisa isa b'chnafav, that even the feathers of a korban oyla go on a mizbeach. And Rashi in our Gemara continues, neitza hi adaka smuch lebasa she'in lakanim, and ayin Rashi mesech the Shabbos and of kuchasim alef, neitza hu adaka she'in lebasa kamin semer, she'in lashrashim kashim. And Rashi and Daphnum Chesam Abayz explains that the reason why it's psula, the chashiv la kegluda shenital ira, it's as if the entire bird was skinned and it's not protected. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, ha'neitza kleiman neitza adaka shemegina alev and pnei atzina. And Agamar begins, Tanur Abanan, that we learned to the Braisa, maisa rab simoy rab tzadik shahokhla abishana beloid. There was a story with Rab Simon, Rab Tzadik, that went to be Ma'abed Shana and Lloyd, Vishav Suba Oinai, and they spent Shabbos in the city of Oinai, and we will just read the words of the Gemara, and then the Gemara will have a Shaila as to exactly what these words mean. The Braisa tells us, Bahiro B'tabachas, Kerebi B'zefek, and Rab Simon, Rab Tzadik, Paskin B'degea uterus of an animal, similar to the din of Rebbe by a Zefek and by the crop of a bird. Let us recall that the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph, where the Mishnah was discussing those items which would be kosher by a behemoth and would not make them into trefa. So the Mishnah taught us, Nitla Imshala, that if the uterus of an animal was removed, then the animal would not be considered a trefa. However, in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Lam Gimel and Aleph, Rab Tafin is chelik on this Tana, and Rab Tafin holds, if the uterus of an animal is removed or is missing, then the animal would be considered a trefa. And similarly, Benegeir Zefek, or the crap, we saw Machlekes in our Mishnah, as the Tanakhama holds, that Nikav Zefek, that the only time the if would be kosher is only if it's Nikav Zefek. However, if the crap would be removed, then the bird would be a trefa, and Rabbi Ima filu nitel, and Rabbi held that even if the crap was completely removed, the bird would still be kosher. And the Gemara now continues, Yubayilu, that we had a Shaila as to what Rab Simoin, Rab Tzadik Paskin, and we will learn the Gemara as Rashi learns our Gemara, and the Gemara Shaila is, that does the Braisa mean, number one, they paskin like Rab Tafin, and they were herub tapachas liyisura, and number two, they paskin kurebi bezefik latera, even if the zefik was completely removed and missing, the bird would still be kosher, and they actually paskin regarding two shaylois. The other side is, oidilma, or possibly they only paskin benegeda tapachas. The way to understand the Braisa is, herub tapachas latera kurebi bezefik, that they paskin that if an animal is missing the uterus, then the animal is kosher and not a trefa, like the Mishnah and Daf Nun Dalam and Aleph, and not like Rab Tafin, and this would be similar to the din of Rebbe Benegia missing Zefek, and just like our Mishnah told us, that if the bird is missing its Zefek, that Rebbe holds it would still be kosher and not a trefa. However, we don't necessarily know from this Braisa if Rab Simoy and Rab Tzadik actually hold like Rebbe Benegia Zefek, as it is still possible that Benegia Zefek they would hold like the Tanakam of our Mishnah. And Ayin Ran was bothered that according to Rashi, so why would the Gemara have stated anything b'negeda zefek according to the second side of the Gemara if we're not discussing the zefek at all? All the Brisa should have stated is heru b'tapachas liyisura, and Ayin Ran, that he explains the Gemara differently. Ayin Rashi, when explaining the first side of the Gemara, with a paskim b'tapachas liyisura, and Rashi brings down the Mishnah Masechta the Sanhedrin, the Achilu Rab Tafin leklavim, and we see that where an animal did not have a uterus, Rab Tafin considered the animal to be a trefa, and Ayin and Taisus was bothered, v'zeo tema, the hasim chashli, Tayyabidvah Mishnah, Rab Tafin Nami Chazabai, and Rab Tafin himself was Chazer, and we don't find a man the Amid that holds that if a behemoth is missing its uterus, that it's actually a trefa. However, Tayyaz points out, Numiyu, Shema Yeshel Chalik, Bain Behemel Oif, the Matzalamema, the Hachamari, Betapacha Shel Oif, as we know, that's easier for an Oif to become a trefa than a behemoth. And the Gemara continued that we already mentioned that the crap is right next to the Veshet, and Amir Rabbi, Tim Rabbi Shulman Levi, Gaga Shel Zefek, Nidin Kaveshet, that the top of the crap is considered like the veshet, and if that part of the zefek would be punctured and even a kolshu, then the bird would be considered a trefa. And the Gemara is hecha, that what area are we referring to? And Amar Biu Babaya kolshenim techimai, that we are referring to the very top area of the crap that tapers and gets smaller towards the veshet and ultimately attaches to the veshet. And let's keep in mind that even though certainly if the gaga veshet would be nika b'mashu, it would be a trefa. However, certainly that's not considered the veshet. And if one would shecht a bird in that area, then it would not be a proper shechita. And Ayin Rashi, kol shenun techimoy, mimokim shu maskali moshech l'tzad ha-veshet, li'etz meitzu v'hoylech, imoy ima veshet. And Rashi says, nimtach, nimshach, dahinu min ha-meitzu l'mayla. This is similar to the concept that we mentioned when we discussed the skull of an animal. And as we learned in Daf Mem Heir Mun Aleph, gabi moyech, kol zman shebegugoylis nidin kemoyech, hischali moshech nidin kechot, alma mokim atzar, kari mashicha, Ayin and Rashi. And we will stop over here.